All right, back again with another movie review, Audio Boo. This one for the latest summer blockbuster, Clash of the Titans, directed by Louis Leterrier, or Louis Leterrier, whatever the hell his name is. He is a French director who had recently done the French parkour film, I think he did it, it's called District B-13. He also did Unleashed with Jet Li, and he also had recently done The Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton. Now, Clash of the Titans is a remake or a retelling of the Harry Hamlin film with the Ray Harryhausen special effects, the claymation stuff. But this is not a comparison between the two, because I think if you're going to retell or remake a movie, you should let it stand on its own. And I'm going to try my best to not let my memories of the original version cloud my impressions of this one. So, Clash of the Titans follows Perseus, who is the son of Zeus, the king of the Greek gods, and a mortal woman, which makes Perseus like a half-god, a demigod. And his parents end up getting killed by Hades, the king of the underworld. So, Perseus goes on this quest for revenge, trying to find a way to kill Hades. My biggest issue with the movie is not that it was terribly bad or anything like that, but my biggest issue with it is the fact that once the second act starts, the movie kind of loses some of its steam. You're introduced to these characters that accompany Perseus on his journey, but you're not really given a lot of time with them. Now, to compare it to another recent kind of movie, Lord of the Rings, the thing I liked about Lord of the Rings is the fact that you get to spend a lot of time with all of the characters. Some people may not like that because it did make Lord of the Rings, you know, 3+ hours. But you got to spend time with all of them, not just the main characters like Frodo or Aragorn. You get to spend time with all of them, even the minor hobbits like Merry or Pippin or Sam. You got to know them. You get to appreciate them. Here, you get these soldiers that appear, they die, and that's it. You don't really get to spend a whole lot of time with them. And that also makes for some contrived plot moments, like when Perseus receives these magical weapons from Zeus, and it just kind of happens, and there's no real setup to it. It just kind of like, oh, here's a magic sword. Oh, here's Pegasus, a horse with wings. You know, like, it just seems kind of rushed, and like the plot is just driving forward, and there are times where I wish they would just slow down a little bit and let us spend time with some of these characters, let us absorb what's going on. And oh yeah, there's also these two characters, they're like these hunters or farmers or something that accompany them. Yeah, they were kind of useless. Like, they show up, they leave, and then they come back again toward the end, but by the time they came back, I kind of forgot who they were, so to me, I was like, well, what was the point of that? And also, another issue I had with the movie was the Kraken. Like, the Kraken was, like, the pimpest part of that trailer. If you ever seen the trailer for Clash of the Titans, that Kraken looked badass. But when he shows up in the movie, he's in the movie for, like, 5 minutes. And 5 minutes is not enough time to spend with a creature that big. Like, he shows up, Perseus kills him, and that's kind of it. I mean, even the Pirates of the Caribbean movies had a Kraken in it, and that Kraken did way more than this Kraken. So, yeah, I don't understand what was that. I think the last act of this movie should have been the fight with the Kraken. Like, the last 20 minutes or so should have been Perseus versus the Kraken. Where instead you get, like, 5 or 6 minutes of it, and that's kind of it. And I think he kind of kills him kind of easily, too. Like, I think Perseus should have struggled more trying to take this thing down. Other than that, it wasn't a bad movie. I think the acting was pretty good overall. Sam Worthington, I still don't think he's that great of an actor, but he does what he can. The script isn't all that great. Ralph Fiennes, though, he plays Hades. He looks like he was having a blast. He was chewing up the scenery like it was food. But I think the character needed that. You know, he totally was just having fun with it, to me. Same with Liam Neeson. Looked like he was totally just having fun playing Zeus. Also, on a side note, the 3D. I saw this movie in 3D, and if you have any interest at all in seeing this movie in the theaters, don't see it in 3D. It's not worth it. The movie was not shot for 3D, therefore the conversion from 2D to 3D is not that good. I think if you watch it in 3D, you could probably take your glasses off and watch it in 2D, and half the movie is going to be that flat two-dimensional image anyways. So yes, go ahead and save yourself $5, see this movie in 2D. But other than that, it's not a terrible movie, but not as good as I thought it was going to be. It is still a pretty badass movie. There's some pretty cool fight scenes in there. The scorpions were kind of cool. Medusa was kind of cool. So yeah, overall, I could recommend this with some reservations.